Han ducked behind a giant stump and brought the land speeder to a halt. "Sometimes I hate it when you're right," he said to Luke. "But I'm not crawling down any bug holes with you. I'm through with that." Luke pulled a pair of electro-binoculars from the land speeder console, then slipped out of the passenger seat and disappeared around the side of the tree stump. Han shut the vehicle down and told C-3PO to keep an eye on things, then joined Luke behind a lateral route so high that he had to stand on his toes to peer over the top. "Interesting," Luke said. He passed the electro-binoculars to Han. "Have a look." Han adjusted the lenses. The Nymoidian was examining a reddish-brown mass about the size of a human thumb, shaped roughly like a tear, and so transparent that Han could see a tiny silver light glimmering in its core. "Star amber?" Han asked, lowering the electro-binoculars. Luke nodded. "At least now we know where it's..." He spun toward his land speeder, his hand dropping toward his lightsaber, then finished his sentence in a whisper. "Been coming from." "Why are you whispering?" Han whispered. He pulled his blaster from its holster. "I hate it when you whisper." Luke raised his finger to his lips, then slipped over the route they had been hiding behind and started around the stump, moving away from their land speeder. Han followed, holding the electro-binoculars in one hand and his blaster in the other. The route took them into full view of the smugglers and the insects down the slope. Luke flicked his fingers, and the entire group turned to look in the opposite direction. Han would have accused him of cheating, except that just then, C-3PO's voice came over their comlinks.
"Be careful, Master Luke. They're trying to come..."
The warning ended in a string of metallic thunks. A loud boom echoed across the valley, and black smoke billowed up behind the stump. Han scrambled over another lateral route and raced the rest of the way around the stump behind Luke. They came up behind the fuming wreckage of their land speeder, which sat on the ground surrounded by a pool of fuel and cooling fluid that had spread halfway up the tree stump. C-3PO was standing 2 meters in front of the vehicle, looking scorched and soot-covered, and leaning forward at the waist to peer around the tree stump. R2-D2 had jetted himself onto the top of the stump and was wheeling along the edge, using his arm extension to hold out a mirror and spy on something moving along around the base. Luke signaled Han to continue around the stump, then force-jumped up with R2-D2. Han crept up behind C-3PO.
"Back here, 3PO, he whispered. "What have we got?"
C-3PO straightened and turned to face him.
"What a relief,"
he exclaimed.
"I was afraid they were going to come on you from behind."
A familiar scurrying sound rose from down the slope, just out of sight around the stump, and Han suddenly felt sick to his stomach.
"Thanks for the warning," Han growled.
He thrust the electro-binoculars at C-3PO and raced for cover next to the stump.
"Get back! Now!"
Han barely managed to kneel partway inside a small hollow before 6 Gorog Killiks scuttled into view.
"Okay, fellas, stop right there. Drop those..."
Han hesitated when he realized that it was not blaster pistols the insects were holding.
"Shatter guns and tell me why you shot up my land speeder."
The Gorog began to thrum, raising their weapons as they turned.
"You know why,"
C-3PO translated.
"The Night Herald told you to stay out of Gorog's business."
"Too bad,"